The year of flourishing, 2016, day one. There is no waste in my time or efforts. Hallelujah. Wisdom guides me to the right application of my strength and wits, causing me to maximize the opportunities presented to me by grace. Wisdom guides me to the right application of my strengths and wits. Of my strength and wits, causing me to maximize the opportunities presented to me by grace. The Holy Spirit teaches me to schedule an account for my days, to arrange, organize, plan, program, and calendarize my days, to perfection in a manner that produces flourishing on every side. I am full of inner wisdom, the wisdom that guides and compels. Wisdom is alive in me, causing me to be in the right place, at the right time, doing the right things. My days are filled with productivity. My months, weeks, days, hours, minutes, and seconds are of the highest quality, producing the virtues and perfections of God. Hallelujah. I am flourishing like the palm tree and growing like the cedar in Lebanon. I bear fruit unstoppably, founded on the word of God. I function by the power of an everlasting life, producing fruits continually. I am always useful in God's house, at work, in my business, and everywhere I go. Like the cedar in Lebanon, I'm majestic and stable, rooted in God's love. I grow and develop vigorously because God's grace has created a favorable environment in everything I do and in every place I go. I develop rapidly and successfully. I thrive, prosper, do well, increase, multiply, proliferate, bloom, bear fruit, burst forth, and spread in everything I am involved with. My leaves are evergreen. I grow in grace. I'm vital and fresh always. I'm rich in love, trust, and contentment. I'm a living testimony of God's uprightness. Oh, I'm a living testimony of God's uprightness and faithfulness. Glory to God. The year of flourishing, day three. I am developing through God's word and by the power of the Holy Spirit. Spiritually, mentally, and physically. Say, I'm developing through God's word and by the power of the Holy Spirit. Spiritually, mentally, and physically. My influence is growing, and I am becoming more prominent every day. I spread exuberantly and vigorously, taking over in my evangelical efforts, academics, work, business, and every facet of my life. Grace causes me to be increasingly acceptable everywhere, to be extravagantly rich and diverse in my expansion, advancement, and development. My My success cannot be contained or measured naturally. It defies human calculations. I thrive powerfully. My roots are deep in the Word, like the roots of the cedars in Lebanon. My branches spread out beautifully, like the olive trees, fragrant as the cedars of Lebanon, giving shade and protection to the people in my world and in my nation. Oh, glory to God. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I ride in triumph on the heights of the land, producing noteworthy accomplishments. Throughout the year 2019 and beyond, I accomplish and exceed set goals and targets, achieving heights worthy of attention. My success in every effort or endeavor has a positive impact on the kingdom of heaven and the world. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I have news-making attainments, epoch-making feats, and uncommon triumphs. My successes are extraordinary and special, notable through God. God is doing marvelous things in me, through me, and for me. I'm equipped through the Holy Ghost to tread on mountain heights. My achievements in the house of God, at work, in my business, and my academics bring praise and glory to the Lord. Oh, hallelujah.
The year of flourishing, day 5. My fruitfulness, profitability, gainfulness, and dynamism do not decline or decrease. My fruitfulness, profitability, gainfulness, and dynamism do not decline or decrease. I am incessantly, perpetually, and continuously inventive, creative, and valuable. I continue firmly in the course of yielding fruits, benefits, and profits in abundance. I continue unstoppably in the direction of producing significant amounts and results. The weather in Nigeria does not count. The economy of Nigeria does not count. Nigeria does not limit or condition my productivity. I am like a tree planted along a riverbank, with roots that reach deep into the water. I'm not bothered by the heat or worried by long months of drought or recessions. My leaves stay green, and I never stop producing fruit. In work, academics, business, finances, and every endeavor, I continue firmly, prolific, and powerfully increasing in my results. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
The year of flourishing, day 6. Say this with me. As I speak in other tongues, I'm conscious that I am forming by ordering and uniting materials a large and imposing structure that is my life. Through my prayer in the Holy Ghost, I promote the health, strength, esteem, and reputation of the monumental structure that is my life. I enhance, fortify, promote, strengthen, and multiply myself as I talk in tongues of the Spirit. Through speaking in tongues, my life develops according to the systematic plan and purpose of God, with the Word as a solid foundation. Glory to God forever.
The Year of Flourishing, Day 7. The Word of God on my lips is God talking. Through God's Word, I fit, frame, prepare, and perfect the circumstances of my life and times. I see the invisible and create the impossible with the Word of God on my lips. Things only go with me as the Word of God has declared. Therefore, I walk in luxuriant growth, accumulating significant attainments and being constantly profitable. God's decision is that this year should be my year of flourishing. Therefore, I flourish on every side, bursting forth and multiplying rapidly and successfully. I am ever vital and fresh, producing the highest quality of fruits that last. The rhema of God is the bread by which I live. My mouth is filled with words of power, even as my spirit is flooded with God's thoughts through the study of His Word. Flourishing is my testimony throughout 2017. Flourishing is my testimony throughout this year. My roots are stable in the Word, and I yield fruits in ever-increasing measure. Hallelujah to the Most High forever. Year of Flourishing, Day 8. No one in my family tree has ever failed. The seed of greatness and success is in me, passed on from Papa Abraham, through the patriarchs, and my Lord Jesus Himself. Failure is not an option. I am on the winning side, so I win always. God's grace, that is greater than Satan's wickedness, prevails in my city and in my country. This grace is manifested in the salvation of even the fiercest unbeliever. The angels that the Lord has dispatched fill Nigeria and Abuja. There is no terror or violence in our streets. The throes of evil are quelled in the name of the Lord Jesus. As the message pervades every nook and cranny of our cities. Because God has thrown away the limits in His pursuit of souls, I have extraordinary results in my soul-winning and evangelical efforts. Miracles take place everywhere I preach and teach, bringing many to salvation. I'm full of passion and excitement, intense and deep love for the Lord and His Word, and His people, and all people. I am passionate about Christ and His Word in an ever-increasing measure. I have put on the whole armor of God. Therefore, I stand firmly in my place, hauling men and women out of the kingdom of darkness and causing them to be recreated in the kingdom of my Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Daddy.